Delegates are this afternoon attending a reconvened annual general meeting of the Football Association of Ireland, which was organised after financial accounts were not available at an earlier AGM. Since then, we've learned about worrying financial concerns at the FAI, the risk of significant job losses and claims that the FAI has sought a bailout from government. RT's soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue joins us on the line from the City West Hotel, where the AGM kicked off in the last hour. Tony, what's going on there at the moment?
Well, it's an extraordinary AGM, I have to say, a reconvened AGM. We've known over the last number of years what these AGMs have been like, where questions have to be 3 weeks in advance put to the board before they're answered, and if they're not answered at all, and often there's been no questions. Well, today is completely different. It's the reconvened AGM because, as you say, the accounts weren't ready in July when they were in the midst of their crisis. Well, that crisis continues. The association has current liabilities of €62 million, and they made a loss in 2018 of €8.9 million. They also believe that 2019 will be loss-making, perhaps between €3.5 to €4 million. But the delegates were warned at the very beginning that because of legal advice, and there are lawyers in the room, that there would be perhaps legal consequences to some other questions. Well, that hasn't stopped the questions from occurring. And I left the room just a short time ago, but the auditors for the last 20-odd years of the FAI, Deloitte, have come under a lot of pressure. And Richard Howard from Deloitte said that, in their opinion, we've been misled. We know that contracts were withheld from us, and that they say that the FAI failed to keep accurate books of account. Delegates have asked, how could someone come onto the board and find themselves liable? Because, of course, four independent directors are due to be appointed shortly. And also it's been suggested that the FAI should sell their share of the only significant asset that they have, indeed, is their share of the Aviva Stadium. Other people are asking questions the likes of at what point will the FAI perhaps face examinership? And Paul Cook, the current executive lead of the association, replied that all he can say is that it's very serious. There is a possibility of examinership and equally a possibility of liquidation. So that must be very upsetting news for the 200 plus staff in the FAI, in particular at this time a year, and what's been an extraordinary year of crisis for the association.
Absolutely, Tony. You mentioned there that the appointment of independent directors and crucially the independent chair, which is a demand of government, and it appears that government funding won't be unlocked until that comes to pass. Now, there's been talk of the appointment of these independent directors for quite some time. Any sign of when that is going to happen?
Donal Conway, who's the president of the association, who's already declared that he will be leaving his post in an EGM on the 25th of January. Well, he addressed the meeting and spoke about the nominations committee meeting in early January. All four directors, he hopes, will be presented at that point. The directors, he says, themselves have done due diligence. And the directors, he says, see themselves as part of the solution for the FAI going forward. Although, as I say, some people brought up the fact that it must be a consideration for them that if they come into this situation with the FAI in such a cash crisis, that they could find themselves liable and part of their fiduciary responsibilities. So it is a difficult one, but certainly they believe the main stakeholders are government, UEFA and the banks, and they have to open dialogue and they have to keep talking with their shareholders. There was a suggestion that perhaps the wages of the association will continue to be paid by UEFA until March. That's yet to be confirmed, of course, but they must open and reopen negotiations. Donald Conway saying that, and Paul Cook saying that they have spoken to government. We understand, of course, that Shane Ross breached confidentiality, you might say, when he said that the €18 million bailout they were looking for was meant to be confidential, but they'll need that certainly if they're to remain a going concern.
Okay, Tony O'Donoghue, thank you for joining us, and apologies for the quality of that line, satellite line to the City West Hotel.